So, John.
Listen, Fonda. I didn't do very well on the sniff my veg test.
No.
Now, I've got... Now, it could be because I don't eat much veg.
Right.
Right. Could also be... There's just a little bit about this. Could also be that during the last record, while I was saying to Mr. P, well, I should have known a couple of those, he did happen to mention in passing that you may have cooked them all up in the same water.
No, I didn't.
You didn't cook them up in the same water.
No. How do you know he was while I was cooking those vegetables?
Hand on ample bosom, Cox, right?
Hold on. Yep.
Did you cook all that? Because I tell you what, it smelt to me like there was the same thing.
They taste fine to me.
They were cooked. I cooked them all separately, and I used my little slotted spoon, took them all out, put them on the dishes, and used the kettle and put new boiling water in and simmered each for 5 minutes exactly. It took me the entire length of Sex and the City Part 1 to do it.
You know what? I watched a bit of that, isn't it, Kat?
I can't say, can I?
It's cake. I'd rather be watching Brussels boil, I think, than that.
Well, I was enjoying the Brussels boiling, and we had the cold leftover bits for supper.
Yeah, I expect that's probably like, what, like a carvery for vegetarians.
Oh, it was a smorgasbord, actually.
Ooh, help yourself to another bit of Brussels sprout, Mr. P. Oh, don't mind if I do, Mrs. Cox. So you're saying you did cook them all in...
They were all cooked separately, and that's why I put them all in separate little dishes so that they didn't sort of taint each other, because I did think that, especially the Brussels sprouts and the parsnips, would have quite a profound effect on the other vegetables.
But they did. I think even by osmosis or diffusion or whatever it is, it's had an effect. But
well, I get that when I go in the bath, and it makes me need to pee for hours later.
I'm sure you'll have fun. I was wondering just now, why don't... Breakfast show... Why don't we leave out a selection of vegetables for them this morning?
I think they'd like that.
I think they'd like that. Let's do that. When we leave, we'll leave 5 little plates of vegetables for them. Right, Fonda.
Did you win your prize?
No, he won't let me have my beer.
Oh.
He came second.
Well, do you know what happened? John Holmes beat the living crap out of him, and he's really upset because John's only 3'6". And
he didn't beat the crap out. He jumped on me. He cheated.
And attacked you coming up
the stairs.
He
wanted a free ride.
Is this our season sorted out, then, honey?
What?
Say that again.
Is that our threesome sorted out then, honey, if you've got John Holmes jumping on you?
No, because apparently John Holmes has got a real Trojan dick.